This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month. If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. And I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. I'll be joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. If you want to holler at me, it's real simple. I'm on social media. Like everybody else, I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at JR Sport Brief. If you want to call me, go for it. 855-212-4CBS. It's been a busy week. This is, well, depending on where you live, you might be right at midnight on Thursday morning. And if maybe you're on the West Coast, you're a couple of hours away, but I'll get you closer, okay? I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific every weeknight. It doesn't matter where you live, what you do. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. Just punch in CBS Sports Radio. The latest with Damar Hamlin is what we heard this afternoon. He is still in ICU in critical condition with signs of improvement between yesterday and overnight. That is via the Buffalo Bills. And so all the best to him in his recovery and his family as they await even more word than any or all of us. We are still awaiting word as the NFL is thinking about the schedule. They're doing it with the Buffalo Bills in mind. They're scheduled to take on the Patriots at 1 p.m. Troy Vincent, a VP up at the NFL, former player, he says he's been in communication with head coach Sean McDermott, but he says it's obviously tough for the team, for the coach, and Troy Vincent did not rule out the possibility of postponing that game in addition. And so there's still a lot up in the air as things from a, I can't even say a scheduling standpoint, get back to normal. A couple of teams opened things up for media availability today. We heard from Kenny Pickett, Devontae Adams, Brian Daboll, head coach of the Giants, spoke as well. Everyone with positive words. Bobby Wagner, talked about the mental aspect here for the players, even as he gets ready to take on his former team with the Seahawks. And so I think all things considered, there can always be criticism. But for how a lot of this went down and what has taken place in the aftermath, I would say that there's been mostly respect shown and understanding shown to Damar and his family. And so this is the second show that I've done since we got started for 2023. Super producer Dave Shepard is here with me and you. And every other night, every night since I've been here, I mean, for years, before I've even been here, I've done a top six list, and it's always been a countdown. For the first time ever, tonight, I'm not going to do a traditional countdown. I'm just going to give you six names. And why is that? Because tonight, instead of counting down the top six teams heading into the playoffs, the top six NBA players for MVP or top six college football players heading into the championship, I just want to give you a flat six. I just want to give you a list in no particular order. I got to give it to you in one. Of individuals who have just been inspirations in the world of sports. Because it certainly looks like that is what DeMar Hamlin is. And that is an inspiration. We do not know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what the next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 3 years holds. But there has already been an imprint, an impact, just, I would say, on his team, on his teammates, his family, society. There's certainly been some inspiration as we've seen how people have conducted themselves and how they've just shown love. And I would already say that DeMar Hamlin, even in these unfortunate circumstances that no one would look for, ask for, or expect, he is an inspiration. And so tonight, it's a list. Six inspirations in the world of sports. Now, I'm still going to play my fancy music, but we will not be giving you a countdown. Let's play the fancy music shot.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's time for a new list, a list of six, but not top. Flat inspirations, not flat, but inspirations in the world of sports. Now, we've had many, and so we're only giving you six that stood out to us. I can sit here and probably name 50 to 100, but that's going to be your job. You do it. Listen to the names I give and listen to the names I share, and you start filling in the blanks. There ain't nobody to forget. Hey, Shep, you ready, man?
I'm always ready, JR, for the top, for a list of six, not a top six list, any kind of six with you. Yes, man.
You're damn right. So we ain't got no numbers tonight, so let's just throw out a name. How about this one, Shep? I remember watching this man throw a no-hitter for the New York Yankees when I was a kid. The man threw a no-hitter in his right arm, stops at his wrist. And I said, how the hell did a man with one hand go out there and throw a perfect game? I said, wow, I didn't know you could do that. And I learned something new. And he's one of the reasons why I do a lot of work with Special Olympics, having witnessed this. You want to talk about an inspiration in the world of sports, it's Jim Abbott, coming straight out of Michigan, starting off with the Angels in California. He's with the Yankees. Unfortunately, he was on the Yankees that strike year. It looked like the Yankees were good that year. And he pitched a no-hitter with them in 1993. And it is and was still absolutely amazing. He has been nothing but an inspiration to people all over the globe. We see folks now, it don't matter what your level of ability is, not even disability. It doesn't matter what your level of ability is or what you can or cannot do or to the degree that exists. We got folks throwing baseballs, driving cars. Somebody threw out the first pitch I saw with their feet. And it's amazing how we as people can overcome regardless of what's going on. And Jim Abbott is now a professional speaker just all over the country, all over the world, talking about adapting and making the best of what you do. Here is Jim Abbott via and courtesy of Gold Star Speakers.
I had to adapt, learn the new and different ways to do things. And now I use that word when I go out and speak, adapt. I use the five letters of it, five component letters, A-D-A-P-T. There's my first one. A-D-A-P-T. I was proud of that. But I think those words, and it's really been great because they form sort of five strategies that help us to overcome and to adapt. The first one is A, adjustability.
D, determination. A, accountability. P, perseverance. And T, trust. And each one of those things helped me along the way to overcome what things that I had to overcome.
It's still amazing, you know, what he did. And the way he inspired and continues to inspire others is just absolutely amazing. So I got Jim Abbott here. You want to talk about an inspiration in the world of sports? Jim Abbott is right there. Let's move on from Jim Abbott, and I want to talk to you about someone who everyone, absolutely everyone, is familiar with. And he's an inspiration for what he just did. And I'm talking about months ago, what he is continuing to do right now. His name, well, let me not give you his full name. He goes by Dickie V. You know who he is? He's Dick Vitale. This man is 83 years old. He called ESPN's first college game in 1979 after basically losing his job with the Pistons, also coaching in college up in Michigan. And he's been doing it for a long, long time. I'm sure we all know back in 2021, he revealed and he had two cases of cancer, melanoma, lymphoma, and he missed the entire season. Well, Dickie V, he just came back a couple of months ago at the start of the season. Dickie V was back in November to call Kentucky, Michigan. And he talked about, and he walked people through his journey. He was very open about it. He talked about how grateful he was to ESPN, all of the fans, and everyone while he went through this cancer battle.
Dickie, it is so great to see. I know you would not miss this. All of you are aware that Dick is battling cancer. The fact that you've made it out to Las Vegas for a game that I know you had circled for a long, long time is just awesome. Great to see you.
It's great being here, Dick. I didn't want to cry. I can't believe I'm sitting here. This is really a big thrill for me. I want to thank all you people. There's been so many great messages. ESPN, Jimmy Pitaro, all my buddies at ESPN. I want to thank certainly my family and all the fans. My, you've been unbelievable. On October 12th, Obi, I'll be honest with you, when they walked in and told me I had cancer, they thought it was bile duct cancer, and it was really going to be a serious surgery and all. I never dreamt at 82 that I'll ever be on courtside again, but to be here today, I'm sorry. I hope I don't cause a problem out there, but I feel so emotional.
Don't apologize for anything.
Well, and the game is the big thing. Well, let's get this game going. Talk some basketball,
you're the best.
Really.
Oh, man. I mean, listening to it's good to just hear Dickie V. Let me just put it there at that, especially after the 2021 that he had to endure. You want to talk about an inspiration in the world of sports? I got Dickie V right there. Somebody else tied into ESPN as well, I would say, delivered one of the most classic messages in ESPN history, and it still lives on today now through the ESPYs, where he is honored and remembered. It lives on through a basketball tournament that Dickie V always spends some time promoting and sharing, that everyone knows is out there. It's Jimmy V. It's Jim Valvano with the Jimmy V Classic. And we know about what he did with North Carolina State and Houston. That last second dunk to win the game over that Akeem Olajuwon guy. I say that in jest. Akeem Olajuwon is one of my favorite players ever. I think he's underrated player ever, but I digress. Jimmy V had one of the most amazing moments in college basketball. And then almost 10 years later, he was diagnosed with cancer. He was terminal at this point. And you have probably heard this speech, probably remember this speech from the 93 ESPYs. Take a listen.
And I'm going to work as hard as I can, you know, for cancer research, and hopefully we'll have some cures and some breakthroughs. And I'd like to think I'm going to fight my brains out to be back here again next year for the Arthur Ashe recipient. I want to give it next year. I know I've got to go. I've got to go, and I've got one last thing. I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Cancer can take away all my physical abilities. It cannot touch my mind. it cannot touch my heart, and it cannot touch my soul. And those three things are going to carry on forever. I thank you, and God bless you all.
Yeah, it wasn't but too long after that that he had passed away. And he made it very clear that his legacy was going to live on forever, and it certainly does. Even if people are not familiar with what took place in 83 with North Carolina State and the Cougars, everything he does just continues to live on. Certainly remembered. Hey, Shep, it's not a countdown, but if I am counting, I gave 1, 2, 3. So this would be the fourth individual, right, who's inspirational?
You would be correct. And there's a lot more than just 4, 5, and 6, but yes.
Absolutely. Well, how about we go to someone who's playing sports? We talked about Jim Abbott, retired. We talked about Dickie V, broadcaster. We talked about Jimmy V, who was a coach. This man just won a World Series 2 years ago. Like, throughout the course of the pandemic, he was diagnosed with colon cancer. And he was only like 27, 28 years old in the prime of his life. It's Trey Mancini. You probably know the name, but he's not the most popular player. He has been a borderline all-star, especially playing coming up with the Orioles in 2016. He's had some years where you're just like, oh, 35 home runs. Oh, yeah, let's put him in. And then when it seems like his career is ascending, there's COVID. He gets colon cancer. And he comes back in 2021, recovers, is the comeback player of the year. This past season, he's traded to the Houston Astros. Yes, he goes from the Orioles to the team that just won the World Series. Or should I say, another one. Trey Mancini coming back from colon cancer. I have him as one of the most inspirational athletes that we've seen. And after winning that World Series, he was on MLB Network talking about what that victory meant to him.
And it's hard to put into words right now. I think the adrenaline is still going and, on such a high. But, definitely have had some flashbacks even throughout the day today of 2.5 years ago, everything that was going on, being sick every night and things like that. And you don't take for granted, where you are and what it takes to get there. And what it takes to get there is the people in your life. And I'm lucky to be surrounded by the best.
Speaking of the people in your life, who was the first person you hugged and what did you say to each other?
My fiance, Sarah. She's who took care of me when everything happened 2.5 years ago. And she's the love of my life. And she's the reason I'm standing right here right now. So, between her, my family, her family, I'm surrounded by the best people in the world.
Surrounded by the best people in the world. He just won a World Series. And they were having a good old time at that in that locker room. I can't blame them. Houston Astros picking up a legit one, I guess. But congratulations to Trey Mancini. Certainly a major inspiration. Jim Abbott, Dickie V, Jimmy V, Trey Mancini. This is also crazy. This meant something to a city. This individual meant something to a city. Undrafted free agent, barely in the NFL, XFL type player, signs with the New Orleans Saints as a safety, gets his chance, gets his opportunity, and pretty much what was the first game in New Orleans in almost 2 years due to Katrina. They're playing the rival Falcons. He blocks a punt early in the game. They're able to score. They win the game. They go on to an NFC championship, almost go to a Super Bowl. And the man who people never forget because of the legend and what this moment meant to finally have the Saints back. And a big shout out to all my folks listening on WWL. I can't wait to hit back down to Canal Street. It's Steve Gleason. What this man meant to the city. And then to learn years later that he has ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. He is an inspiration. He really represented to a lot of folks a comeback, a bounce back. And he has not been short with sharing his message. and talking about what he's gone through. We are talking documentaries and memoirs and speaking engagements, and he's beloved. And he was on ESPN talking about his journey, about being tough. And you'll even hear Chris Connolly in this too. Take a listen.
Rivers, you're home from the hospital, buddy. And I'm so excited you are.
After being diagnosed with ALS in 2011, former New Orleans Saints Steve Gleason was given a life expectancy of 2 to 5 years. So he wanted to leave video journals behind for his newborn son, Rivers.
I've been thinking about fathers and sons a lot since you've been born. At this point, it looks like we're not going to have the normal father-son relationship. I'm going to be around, buddy. And it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be awesome. And I'm going to be around until you are able to stand on your own.
He has been awarded, with good reason, every key to every anything that you can imagine, and not just down in New Orleans. We're talking about our country, congressional medals, and city in New Orleans, etc. And for someone who shared his diagnosis in 2011, he is still here. And you want to talk about an inspiration, someone with ALS, Steve Gleason is on this list. Jim Abbott, Dickie V, Jimmy V, Trey Mancini, Steve Gleason. And I'm going to take a break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to give you one more name, and then we're going to open up the phone lines. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about inspirational individuals and figures in the world of sports. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First time caller and listener. I'm loving the show. Your show is just absolutely outstanding.
I gotta tell you, I've been listening to you. I've been feeling and agreeing with your flow.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. A little bit different of a top six list to bring in the year, not necessarily a countdown, but just giving you six names of inspirational figures in the world of sports, especially after everything that we have seen, witnessed, and learned this week. And so wanted to open things up and not count them down. How do you count down people who are inspirational? They just are or they aren't. And so I'm about to share with you one more name momentarily. Just to give you a quick rundown of the names that I mentioned already, there's Jim Abbott, who you might remember pitched a no-hitter with one hand for the New York Yankees back in 93. He pitched for about a decade. There's Dick Vitale, who just returned to calling college basketball a couple of months ago after being diagnosed with two forms of cancer in 2021. There's Jim Valvano. You might remember that massive upset. You also might remember him losing his mind, you know, after that victory as North Carolina State defeated the Houston Cougars back in 83. His speech in 93 as he was diagnosed with terminal cancer is still something to this day that ESPN just consistently shares every year at the ESPYs. And we also have the Jimmy V Classic. Trey Mancini. Currently playing baseball. I believe he's a free agent right now. He just won a World Series with the Houston Astros. But 2 years ago, just about, he was diagnosed with colon cancer while with the Orioles, while seemingly on his way to becoming an all-star. And he returned in 2021, comeback player of the year, and just won a championship after being traded. I just shared with you Steve Gleason, really lifting up the spirits and Saints' first home game after they returned from Katrina. and helped set off a season where they almost went to the Super Bowl. Steve Gleason retired a couple of years later, and unfortunately a couple of years after that, he shared with everyone, just almost 3 years later, that he was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS. And Steve Gleason has been an inspiration, not expected to still be alive not too long after that diagnosis. He is still here with us more than a decade later. And one of the other inspirations, this is the last name here that I'll mention, and then we're going to open up the phone lines, because we know there are more than just six. I can think of a trillion. And I'm going to ask super producer Dave Shepard to do the same. And then I want to ask Marco Belletti momentarily to do the same as well before we get to the news. As we talk about inspirations, I remember in 1991, Magic Johnson, who just already had one of the most amazing careers ever through the past decade, from being a Spartan and going directly from the league and being a champion and five championships and MVPs and greatest point guard of all time, to learn and see the press conference, even as a kid at that point, and go, why is Magic retiring, and learning what HIV was. Didn't know what HIV was. A lot of people didn't know what HIV was, and retiring, and people having misconceptions as to what it was and how he contracted it and whether or not we saw the end of Magic Johnson. And to know that even through a lot of controversy, he would then go on to play in the All-Star game a couple of months after that. Certainly a lot of people who didn't want to see it. A lot of his players, contemporaries, were still afraid as to what was going to take place or how they would be protected or possibly contracted. Magic Johnson then went and was on the Dream Team in 92, a few months after that. He coached, he played a little bit, retired, played a little bit more, and we have now all seen what he's done in a transition into the business world. And he says if he knew things his way, he would have never retired at that point. But we know what we know. We know what we know now. And you look at Magic, I think in 91, a lot of people would just think he would have withered away and gone. I mean, even for all the public scrutiny he received and how he had to do this in front of his family and his wife, there was every reason in the world for him to just shrivel up and go away. And all things considered, a lot of people can look at the money that he's made and the money that he had. We have seen people self-destruct under lighter circumstances. And so Magic Johnson, I also have him here on this list of just inspirational figures. I can think of someone like Serena, coming back from a blood clot. People forget she almost died, and her child, and we can go on and on. And so that's why tonight is not a top list, a top six list of anything. We're just talking about inspirational figures in the world of sports. And so I just gave you a list of six, and I even threw in another name right there. And Marco, before we hit the news flash, when you think about people who have come back from tough times and hard times, is there anyone who stands out to you?
You know, there's so many things. There's so many different stories, and I apologize that I didn't hear the whole list. But one of the ones that I don't know if you mentioned just kind of recently, I never, ever thought that Alex Smith would ever get back on a football field again, ever.
That's right.
And that when you see the injury and when you see what he went through and you saw the documentaries and you saw what his leg looked like, it was, I mean, to the point where you were like, I would love to see you come back, but I almost didn't want him to play because I was worried about him, you know? So when he came onto the field, I remember, I forget who the starting quarterback was that got hurt at the time, and he came out and he trotted onto the field. I remember actually saying out loud while I was working, looking at the TV, was just nobody hit him. Like, I was still concerned, even though he made his all the way back and he was actually on the field and he was playing and it was a great story. I was still concerned about the man because I was kind of like, are we really sure he really should be out there? And then the fact that he not only could play, but he played as well as he did, and he, helped Washington get into the playoffs. Like, it was remarkable to be able to see what he went through to get back onto the field.
he had approximately 20 surgeries. I remember specifically they had to take a part, I believe, from his quad and insert it into, they had to take a graft from the muscle into his his calf to help stabilize the leg. And I remember that vividly. He won comeback player of the year. That was only a couple of seasons ago. Absolutely, Alex Smith, amazing inspiration for what he did. And 20 surgeries to save that leg after it was mangled. I appreciate that, Marco. What we're going to do is take a break, and I'm going to get your calls. I'm going to hear from Shep as well. Phone lines are now open, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. With everything going on, we want to talk about folks who have been an inspiration, folks who have come back from circumstances or done things that you would tend to believe are unimaginable. So I'm going to get to your calls on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, brother. Really love your show. I really appreciate all your work through the years. Got me through some really hard times.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about inspirations tonight. Inspirational figures in the world of sports. Different top six. As a matter of fact, it's not a top six. I just named you six folks. Jim Abbott, Dickie V, Jim Valvano, Trey Mancini, Magic Johnson, Steve Gleason. I throw Serena Williams in there. There's so many people. It's you can't even stop naming them who have inspired and come back from amazing things or things that you wouldn't think they would. And so I can go on and on. And now the floor is open to you. That's the point. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Who are some, they don't have to be an athlete. They could be a coach. I gave you Dickie V. Dickie V was a coach. He went out there balling out. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Sean. He's calling from Nebraska. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, JR?
I'm very well, thank you.
Hey, for me and for personal reasons, my all-time favorite ESPN sportscaster, the late, great Stuart Scott, has been such an inspiration to me for what he went through. The speech he gave at the 2014 ESPYs while he was battling cancer, if you don't mind, I'd like to read part of it in case people have not heard that speech. He says, when you die, that does not mean that you lose to cancer. You beat cancer by how you live, why you live, and in the manner in which you live. So live, live. Fight like hell, and when you get too tired to fight, then lay down and rest and let somebody else fight for you. Stuart Scott truly was, and to steal his words, cool as the other side of the pillow.
Yep. I actually remember that because I was there in the audience when he said it. And that was a very, very – I put it to you this way. These things can become very convoluted. When I say these things, I mean award shows. They become a blur.
Right.
If I remember correctly, on the other side of the theater, I think the Microsoft Theater is what they call it now, across from the Staples Center, the only person that I could not miss in the audience, amongst many people, were the Big Show. I think the Big Show was there from WWE at the time because he could barely fit in the chair. I felt like I saw him the whole time. And he was crying. and everybody, that was tough. That was tough, especially, you know, his daughters. That was poignant as well. And if I remember correctly, they were there as well the following year to kind of honor and show love. It's certainly strong. I appreciate you sharing that, Sean. A matter of fact, we're going to go ahead and play that clip courtesy of ESPN from Stuart Scott.
But I got to amend that. When you die, that does not mean that you lose to cancer. You beat cancer by how you live, why you live, and in the manner in which you live.
Yeah, and Stuart Scott, actually, it is... he passed away on January 4th.
It's been eight years?
Say again, Shep?
It's been 8 years?
Already.
Wow.
2015, January 4th. And so this is actually, depending on where you live, you know, this was basically the unfortunate anniversary of his passing. Time flies, man. Well, Shep, let me ask you this. Is there any individual athlete or individual coach, player, anyone in the world of sports who you personally have looked at and said, wow?
So, JR, I wish you were on air for this, and maybe it's something you hit on Friday. The big news to me last week was the passing of Pele. Mm-hmm. And I learned about what he used to do in terms of lifting himself up by his bootstrap and taking himself and his family out of poverty. I mean, he was tying socks to form a soccer ball just to emulate playing at a high level. His dad was an individual that provided for him, but he can only do so much. And he just completely not just resurrected his own family's wealth and their livelihood, but the whole country, which became known as a soccer juggernaut and powerhouse because of one man, and not to mention the fact that then the ambassador he became 50-plus years after retiring. And then the revolutionary measures he took in terms of playing for the Cosmos in this country, and just hearing you speak about him, because I don't think there's another host, and there's been a lot of people that have been on these airwaves in terms of who we've interviewed. You might be the only host ever for CBS Sports Radio that's actually had him as a guest.
Yeah. I met Pele. So I actually interviewed Pele on behalf of Google for the 2012 Olympics in London. And so I met him. These are the type of things that you don't imagine or think about. You know, when I started in my bedroom talking about sports in 2009, I didn't have a bucket list that said, in 3 years, I need to meet Pele. Like, it's impossible.
Right.
And here I was 3 years later in London speaking to Pele on behalf of Google. I mean, those are the type of things that you can't write. And so I was able to meet him, and he treated me like his grandson. And it was absolutely amazing to meet him. And between him and Franco Harris, and I know there'll be some Ravens fans who won't believe this, and you can throw Hines Ward in there. I could think about a million people. Most athletes, professional athletes, are nice people.
Giannis.
Giannis is cool when he's not throwing and pushing ladders.
That was just one time.
Yeah, one time.
He lost. Can't blame him.
Okay. But Pele and Franco Harris are two of the nicest humans that I've ever met. It don't matter if they were an athlete or not. And so, yeah, Pele, absolutely amazing. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Actually, if you want to look at my Instagram, at JR Sport Brief, if you look a couple of photos over, you'll see a photo or video of myself with Pele. Let's go to Chris. He's calling from Canada. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how are you?
I'm excellent.
I got two for you. David DeVecchi, who pitched for the San Diego Padres in 82 to 87, and then the Giants in 87 to 89. He got cancer in his left throwing arm. Mm-hmm. He recovered. And then in 1989, he was pitching against the Expos, and his arm actually broke. And I was watching the game, and you could actually hear his arm crack. Mm-hmm. And it almost fell off. And they had to amputate his arm, and he went on to become a motivational speaker, and he was just a great guy. Dave DeVecchi, I don't know if you remember him.
I'm familiar with him later on, yes.
Yeah, he was a great person. And I'm a little older, I'm 65, and my uncle used to work for Hogan, and I thought the story of Ben Hogan's comeback was unbelievable. I mean, the guy got hit by a bus.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I wasn't alive for that when he was out there playing.
No, yeah, but he came back and won majors. Like, he worked himself back into golf shape to win majors.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, thank you, Chris.
Yeah, I just thought I'd give you have a good day, Jeff.
You as well. Thank you so much for calling from Canada. I think I can get one more in here before we hit the break. Ben is here from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Did you leave off? I missed that word. Did you leave off the Louisville Slugger, Muhammad Ali, or?
I'm sorry. Can you go ahead and ask the question again, Ben?
Did you leave off Muhammad Ali? I may have stepped away. I apologize.
Oh, well, no. Yeah, you mentioned Muhammad Ali. It's all you. Why is he an inspiration? I think we all know, but why is he an inspiration to you?
When I was a kid, I had a lunchbox, but now I, after doing some research, whatever, I saw him. It may have been unauthorized because he was only authorized to sell like bug spray. Yeah, I was a kid. I had a Muhammad Ali lunchbox. Okay. But yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ben, for calling from Chicago. Hey, Shep, did he say something about bug spray?
To be honest with you, I heard half of what he said. I don't know how you heard most of that.
Yeah, I was trying. All that matters is he said Muhammad Ali, who I think we all know is very much an inspiration. Standing up for what he believed in, had his life stripped away, his livelihood stripped away, and then came back to be the greatest. I'm going to take more of your calls. Let's talk more inspirational figures in the world of sports. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.